There was good news out of the forest of Nepal last month. On World Tiger Day, the country announced the results of the latest national survey. 355 tigers now roam Nepal, nearly triple the number in recent years. But at the same time, there's an increase in conflict with humans. Danielle Price has the story.
A dozen years ago, the fate of the world's tigers seemed bleak. The wild tiger population had dwindled from 100,000 to just over 3,000. Leaders from the countries where tigers still lived met in St. Petersburg, Russia, and vowed to double their populations. World Wildlife Fund's Nepal director, Gana Gurung, is overjoyed that Nepal has overshot that goal.
I never thought this number was possible.
Globally, the tiger population has increased 40%, though some of this is likely due to better counting. In Nepal, Gurung says the numbers have gone up through good forest management and strong anti-poaching measures. He says what's good for tigers is good for the environment all around.
When you are conserving tiger, you're conserving forests and then conserving water.
But some are starting to question how many tigers the country can safely support.
Yeah, it is too many tigers in Chittoon.
Birendra Mahato is the director of the Taru Cultural Museum and Research Center in Chitwan. The national park used to be a royal hunting reserve where international diplomacy happened over big game hunts. 128 tigers now live in these lowlands of south central Nepal.
Many people are, oh my God, this is a high number. It could be more human-wild of conflict increase.
Deadly interactions between humans and tigers are on the rise. In the last 3 years, 62 people have died in tiger attacks in Nepal. One of them was Dali Rawat. I reached her daughter-in-law, Samjana Rawat, at home near Bardia National Park, where she had been feeding the family's goats.
We actually had a really good relationship. It hurts my heart to talk about her. To me, she was like my own mother.
Earlier this year, Dali Rawat had been in the forest with a group of friends collecting animal fodder. She was attacked by a tiger when she left the group to drink water from a nearby stream.
I agree they have the responsibility to protect the tigers and the growth of the tiger population. But what about us, the people who live in the buffer zone? Do they have any responsibility towards us? I don't understand how many tigers they want.
Samjana Rawat says the family received 50,000 rupees in compensation, about $400. She wants the government to protect the local population, maybe through fences. The chief warden of Chitwan National Park, Hari Bhadra Acharya, says other support could help people avoid having to go to the forest for their daily needs.
If they can get cooking gas easily, then they don't need to enter the forest for firewood collection.
While the tiger's comeback poses a risk to the local population, the wildlife here is a big draw for tourists, which creates jobs. Gana Gurung from the World Wildlife Fund worries about human-wildlife conflict too, but even more about extinction.
But then I think that possibility is, to me, is less riskier than not protecting them. Not protecting them means you can lose tigers anytime.
There are still less than 4,000 wild tigers in the world. Protecting them long-term will require figuring out how people can safely live with them. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Price.